On September 3rd, the 246th day of this year, our great nation had already suffered 289 mass shootings. By the end of 2017, 47,173 Americans committed suicide. Same as every other day, approximately 310 people died or will die today thanks to gun violence in the U.S. It was these statistics, as well as the knowledge of America's failures historically and the violent divisions that exist in our country today, that kept me from realizing for the longest time what makes America great. When I sat down to write this essay, I thought that I was going to write about America's grand achievements, its patriotic supporters, maybe its hard-earned successes. I was going to talk about how America invented the internet or how it won World War II thanks to its loyal troops of patriotism and valor. I might have mentioned the American-born genius of the cell phone or the rally of our citizens after the devastating attacks of 9/11. But these achievements, these examples of patriotism, they do not make America unique. After all, didn't Cold War Soviet Union in 1961 succeed in sending the first person into space? And didn't the tyrannical Nazi Hitler have millions of Germans supporting his every action with nationalistic fervor? All these nations had achievements, supporters, successes of which they could boast. But do we consider Nazi Germany great with its horrifying genocide and racial hatred, or the USSR great with its criminal oppression and communism? How then could I consider America great when every thought through my head was clouded with images of horrific headlines, news of police violence and mass shootings, increased suicide rates and political hatred? How could I be proud of a country filled with racism, sexism, and harsh division? The problem with my reasoning was that I associated a great America with a perfect America. A great or perfect America would have united, patriotic citizens and no conflicts. A great America would find an effective solution to the abortion dispute, an instant end to racism and violence, and a reassurance that school shootings would no longer terrorize us daily. But there is no great, no perfect country in that sense. So instead, I believe that America is great in its imperfection. America is great because even though it is suffering, even though its government has failed repeatedly, even though we have made mistakes as a nation, we have the ability to learn from our mistakes and to move on as a free nation. Thanks to our Constitution, our amendments, and the morals that our founding fathers built this country upon, we have the power to change, to improve, to learn from our mistakes, and to grow as a country. Unlike rigid monarchies and oppressive dictatorships, the United States of America can adapt and grow, remembering the past, however broken, and taking advantage of the present to create a glorious future. In this country, where every person can have a voice in their government, where immigrants can find a safe haven, and where everyone can know that they are free, we proudly represent the unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as fundamental principles. These morals, which have forever been the cornerstone of our nation, along with the country's adaptability and potential, truly make America worthy of the word great.